Iranians are voting today in parliamentary elections, overshadowed by a ban on most reformist candidates and the closure of pro-reform newspapers. Iran's hardliners appear certain of retaking control of the legislature, which reformers have dominated since a landslide victory 4 years ago. With the outcome a foregone conclusion, the only mystery is how many people will vote. Hadi Samati is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Good morning.
Good morning.
Reformers have urged a boycott of the election. What significance will turnout have on the new parliament's legitimacy?
Oh, it would have, I think, a significant influence. This is the parliament that has been so critical for the legitimacy of the regime for the last 25 years and have been basically, the election have been going on with fair and relative and alternative competition. This is the first time that this has been so blatantly outright disqualification of so many candidates. So I think it is important, and the turnout would decide whether people have actually been disengaged, as they have been disengaged, have any confidence in the process or not. So it is both a confidence on the reformists, and it's basically a rejection of the status quo if they decided to stay home.
And if you have a hardline parliament, what effect will that have on the power and influence of Iran's pro-reform president?
Oh, there definitely it will have a lot of problems. It will create a lot of problems. First and foremost, it will be two different parties, in one on executive and the other on legislative. And on top of that, there is a talk of the only institution that has been able to vocally represent reform now being taken over by the conservatives. And given the fact that the president had been to a large degree prevented from reaching its goals and objectives and agenda, the parliament has been a very focal point for the struggle for reform over the last 4 years, and this is going to be taken, and it will be difficult for people to have a voice and have an influence on the process.
Does this spell the end of the reform movement in Iran?
I wouldn't say this is the end. I think it's still too early to really write off the reform and reformists. It will definitely be an end to an era, and I think that a new phase, a new beginning will start right after the election is done and the new majesty begins and convened in June. So I think this is going to be a more radicalized phase, I would say, which mostly be fought in civil society itself and institutions. But it's not by no means the end of reform, I think. It's much more deep-seated.
Do you see parallels between the hardline Islamist government in Iran today and the one led by the Shah overthrown a quarter century ago?
Yes, essentially in terms of tactics, even though I think one difference is today the reform has gone and the terms of the debate have changed so much, and President Khatami has, at the minimum at least, have changed the political culture to the extent that conservatives, no matter how they can win unfairly and unjustly, I think it will be very difficult to reverse this process, these gains over the last 4 years, and particularly over the last 7 years, indeed.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Hadi Samadi is visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a professor of political science at Tehran University.